she explained. This'll only take 5 minutes, maybe even 7 minutes tops. Come up. I won't jump your bones, I promise. I laughed and followed her into a red brick building somewhere off of Santa Monica. Maybe I will jump your bones, she said as we walked up the stairs to her apartment. Which is exactly what happened as soon as she shut the door behind us. She spun around fast, grabbed me, kissed me, then let me go again. That was kind of nice. But I'm just messing with you, doctor. 10 minutes, just like I promised. 7. And then Jean scooted down the hall to her bedroom and the lighting she could trust. I'd never seen her so loose and lively. It was almost as if she was a different person away from the job. It took her a little more than 7 minutes, but the wait was worth it. A transformation kind of startling, actually. She'd always struck me as attractive, but she looked kind of tough at work, and definitely all business. Now she wore a silk t-shirt with jeans and sandals. Her hair was still wet from a quick shower, and Detective Jean Galletta seemed softer. Another side of her revealed. I know, I know. I look like hell, she said. Only we both knew different. She hit her forehead with the palm of her hand. I forgot to offer you a drink. Oh, God, what is it with me? We only had 5 minutes, I said. Right. Good point. You always, usually, say just the right thing. Okay, then. Let's go. The night awaits us. The thing of it was, I could still feel the impression of Jean's body against mine.